1932.
Time is 7 after the hour, and hopefully you do have a good day going on. It's the 13th of December. A lot of things as people get ready for the holidays. Hooray for the holidays. People have families maybe more excited. Maria Bailey here from Mom Talk Radio. She does actually, you know what? I haven't caught myself up on what you're doing in terms of television and radio. I don't know where you had the program in Florida. I know you're on Lifetime. But I don't really, I know you're doing...
Radio America syndicates my radio show.
Weekend. Yeah, right, exactly.
And then I do Channel 12, CBS.
In
Palm Beach. I'm about to start ABC in Miami.
What do you do when people call you? And your business is helping businesses understand how to market to women. That's your business. That's your expertise. That's how
And then my passion is empowering moms. So that's why I do all the radio.
Yeah. All right. Well, so that's a good thing. You suppose Sarah Palin has that same passion? And I'm not asking the question to be facetious, as many people might. You think she is about empowering mothers?
I think she's about empowering people in general.
You do? Okay.
Yes.
And so under the circumstances, what do you think the best way is for women who are visible to help women who need to be told or need to be shown how to get it done? What's the method?
I think there's a couple of ways. It's by empowering them with information.
Mm-hmm.
It's empowering them with access. And then it's empowering them by gaining the visibility of the people that need to be aware of their existence. So, for instance, there are 26 million moms out there running home-based businesses. Well, one of the ways to empower them is to make banks aware of the fact that they need financing and the potential that they offer to, you know, Office Depot
or Staples
or whoever.
How is that, given the fact that most banks are run by men? And
it's a difficult thing, believe me.
Yeah. There's a lot of sexism practiced by businesses like banks when it comes to this sort of thing. Small banks may be a little bit better than the big banks. Big banks, forget it.
Oh, yeah. I recently moved my entire banking relationship from Bank of America to a smaller bank because I went in for a small business loan and they just treated me like, you know, putting all my numbers in.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what? I put X number of dollars through your bank every day and you make money off of me. And if you can't loan me this little amount of money based on my long-term relationship with you, I literally went to two smaller banks, and within hours, I had my loan.
Good. That's good. Yeah. Good for you. That is a lesson that needs to be learned. The story needs to be repeated. The big banks, Chase Bank, Citibank, Bank of America, all these banks, I am amazed that they stay in business.
I know.
Their customer service is so bad. They're dealing with public principles of just help. We need help. And they make you feel.
But your average banking customer doesn't care. They go to the ATM, they take care of their stuff online, and they don't need customer service. Your average banking customer.
Yeah, but the average person who wants to borrow money can't borrow it from the ATM, Richie. He has to go see somebody.
You're right.
Tell a story. And if these people are not interested in your story, why should they have the rest of your business?
How often do you need, for example, I've got a mortgage and a car loan.
Yeah.
Well, that's it.
That's all you have.
How often do I need to deal with them?
You're not in business, but if you're in business like Maria is I am, you need to deal with them.
And that's here at the network, we've had that situation where you have somebody that's really not giving you service that is catered to the type of business you're doing, and we've had to move.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And that ought to be the case that there are more. I have been with big banks and small banks, medium-sized banks over the years. the little bank that I talk about that has two branches that I've done all my, most, not all, most of my banking locally with here in Framingham for, since I was 8 years old, I've had an account at that bank. They went off of the deep end because they had some bad management for a while. Now they have a good new president who really gets it, and he wants to understand and work with the local community. There are lots of tools, but they have to, you know, you got to get together. You got to, for example, with in Maria's case and my case, there are small business loans that are around, and the government will guarantee. Why not get some benefit? You're going to pay the loan back. Your track record shows that you can pay the loan back, and you will. You've never stiffed anybody, so you're not going to start now. So they loan you the money. They're getting a guarantee in some circumstances for up to, I think it's 80 or 90% of the loan from the federal government. The problem is the process is so encumbering that you need somebody to help you through it. So these local banks that are smart have put one person in charge of doing this, so they know the ropes, they know the routine, they know how to dodge the bullets. They put all the stuff together so it's acceptable to the people, and you get your due. You get the attention that you need. You get the help that you need, Maria. And you won't find that at a big bank because they don't give a damn.
Well, what if you've never had a loan before, paid a loan back before? Can you still get it? Like, what if you wanted a small business loan as somebody that's never had a loan?
You have to show you can pay it back.
Yeah, you have to have a great business plan.
Have a business plan and show you can pay it back. Have a credit score that's at least in the mid to high 600s. If you can,
we're going to teach you a new word, Clay. It's called collateral.
Yeah. Right.
Well, what do
you
I
don't
have
any
collateral?
Nothing. You have your mom and your dad.
Yeah, and your underwear.
Collateral.
Yeah, that's about it.
And how much do I get for them?
Go ahead, Maria.
Well, I was just saying that the one thing I teach my children is that there are very few things in life you truly have control over, but you do have a choice where you spend your money. And if you work hard for your money, you have a choice if you're going to give it to a bank that doesn't give you service, or you're going to spend it at one retailer over another. And I tell them all the time, you have a choice where you spend your money, and you need to exercise that choice, because that's the only thing that will ever get someone's attention is the bottom line.
I know you've worked with Walmart in the past. They've run commercials on this program with regularity over the years, and I have been pretty outspoken in my criticism of them. You back and forth, and I don't like to put you in positions where you are having to perhaps focus on something that it's the old where the butter is on the right side of the bread stuff. There's something going on that started actually in Florida a week or so ago. Apparently there's profiling going on in the Walmart stores. Have you heard that story?
No, I haven't actually.
Yeah. There's a radio host in Florida, and I can't remember his name, but he started last week talking on his program about what's going on. There's a surveillance thing, and basically what Walmart is telling people is if you see something strange, report it. And translated, if you see somebody strange, report them. And so they've had all kinds of incidents of people who are different. They are not white. The people in the Walmart stores run up to the manager and say, hey, there's a guy over on aisle 4 who's looking at women's clothing. He's a black guy.
You know, that's a pretty scary thing to tell people, particularly in the country parts of Florida, because we have some really country parts of Florida where anything that's not white and drives a pickup truck would look strange.
Right.
So
there's
that's
a lot,
dangerous.
Yeah. Well, and it's interesting because what was was it you, Jennifer, I think, who had the story about going into Walmart and seeing all these strange, not strange in a bad sense, but just different people, a homogenous.
Yeah, there's a website. There's emails that go around called the People of Walmart, and people take funny pictures of people shopping there.
And then if you go down to the Target, all you see, oh, no, Richie, you told us the story.
Yeah,
you go to Walmart, you see everything you can imagine. You go to the Target, you see white
when
people.
When I go into my Walmart, I am definitely the minority. Then when I walk three stores down to the Target, I am definitely not the minority.
Right. No.
But they're wanting to somehow or other, whether they're trying to drive these people out of the stores and this is the way to do it, they don't want the business. Or maybe they come in, maybe they've done a study of it, and the people that come in who are not spending money and they're just wandering around Are people...
Is it kind of like that highway sign that you see riding down the interstate? If you see strange or suspicious activity, please call 1-800-492-TIPS.
Yeah.
Well, that's the whole thing in New York, is it's actually called that. If you see something, say something. It's their whole...
That's right, yeah. Well, that's what the Walmart thing is. You see something, say something. That's their slogan there, too. So...
Yeah,
that's
just crazy because, I mean, Walmart's clientele is so diverse. I mean, you basically, everybody's got to look strange walking into a Walmart. I probably look strange walking into Walmart in my business.
I think that those the photo essays that Richie's talking about, the people of Walmart, speak for themselves pretty much. It just doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense. It would turn off your base in a sense. And especially at this time of year, to begin it, at this time of year when there's so much activity, so many people coming into all of the stores, no matter what, looking around, you do window shopping. I'll bet every place you go into, Maria, Jennifer, Richie, whomever, you don't buy something every time you go into a store, do you?
No.
I'm the only one here probably who goes to a store because I know I need to buy something. I go in, I'm not shopping, I go right to the place where this item is, I buy it, and I leave. I'm not a shopper. I go. But you people like to go around, look around. And
I
you
shop
may not...
for sport.
Yeah, it's not.
I don't. You I'm don't. Like you, Doug.
Yeah, I only go shopping when I'm looking for something. I may walk into a store and not buy something because I didn't find what I was specifically looking for. But, yeah, I don't go shopping just to go shopping.
A lot of people do, Richie.
A lot of people do. Sure, yeah.
18 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
You can enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to Geico. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
This holiday season, drop your car off at Sears Auto Center while you're shopping at the mall. The Sears Blue Automotive Crew will make it easier to take care of your to-do list while we take care of your car. Hurry in for great deals on Bridgestone and Michelin tires. Plus, save an extra $70 with a purchase of 4 Michelin tires after mail-in rebate. And all DieHard battery chargers and portable power are on sale. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Maria Bailey from Mom Talk Radio is here with her stories. Jennifer Horn is here with her stories. Richard Fadden has stories as well to tell you, as does Clay Cohut, who's monitoring our social media on Good Day, 21 after the hour.
You've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
You worry. We do too, so that's why we made the new OfTheField.com website. New features include the ability to grow and expand, the Free Foragers Forum, and an ultra-secure e-commerce platform. And now, extended until Sunday night, December 12th, take 10% off on everything in our Learning Resources area by using the coupon code NEWSITE. That's N-E-W-S-I-T-E, no spaces. With this new platform, it is our commitment to serve the foraging community with questions, tips, tricks, and advice freely asked for and given by all. In these times, the strong and principled must stick together, share information, and form bonds stronger than any food tyranny. Wild food is both free to own and free to take, and together we can keep it that way. So go to ofthefield.com and use coupon code NEWSITE or call 888-51-EAT-FREE and give the gift that gives for life. That's ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. All of nature's bounty lies at your feet.
China Grove, one of the tunes from the Doobie Brothers, as we celebrate some of our birthday participants for this Monday, the 13th. Happy birthday to Jeff Skunk Baxter. I remember him, a guitarist from Doobies.
He is a, and this is a true story, he's a rocket scientist. And he actually is one of the guys who advises the government when they talk about the Russian nukes and how to defend against them.
Oh, yeah. It's a big new, I want to talk about it a little bit. There's a new weapon that is worth our discussion and attention. But first, let's get through all of the birthdays. So let's see here. He's 62, which puts him in line for being born in 1948, right?
Yeah. He left Steely Dan to play with the Doobie Brothers.
He did. He was Steely Dan first for the Doobie Brothers.
He's
that
the
was responsible
one who
for
plays...
writing What a Fool Believes.
Right.
Yeah. Happy birthday to Ferguson Jenkins, great baseball Hall of Famer. I remember that name, and I'm not a big fan. Christopher Plummer, the actor, is 81 today. Emmy Award winning actor for The Money Changers and The Sound of Music, probably was his first big deal. Dick Van Dyke, the actor, comedian, is 85 today.
Okay.
George Shultz is 90 today, former Secretary of State with President Reagan. I remember, I don't think I was with you. I was at a conference in Spain.
Yeah, when he talked about the tattoo on his butt.
Was that when I was first with you?
Was right around then just before.
Right. I liked him a lot. Ted Nugent's birthday is today. He's the same age as Baxter. He was with the group Amboy Dukes before he went out on his own. This cat's got, say it again, though. Cat scratch fever, Richie, yeah?
Yes. He's responsible for one of the funniest lines on this show ever.
Yeah.
When we had him on, he was on 5-6 years ago for an hour.
Yeah.
And I introduced you to him as a vegetarian, figuring that would kind of fire things up.
And he said he eats them every day.
He said, that's okay. All I eat is vegetarian.
He and Sammy Hagar together would be a good
team.
Happy birthday to Randy Owen, guitarist with Alabama. Hey, more people in this group. Every week we get somebody different who's celebrating a birthday from Alabama.
Because there's 20 of them.
Yeah. Are there that many of them?
No.
Really? No. Who do we have on a couple of weeks ago? We were giving away the CD.
That was from
Oak Ridge Boys.
Oh, the Oak Ridge Boys. See, one I was going to say they're all the same.
No.
Yeah, I ought not to do that. Happy birthday to, let's see, who's next on this list? Taylor Swift's birthday today.
She's 21.
And she and her boyfriend, whose name escapes me,
Jake Gyllenhaal?
Gyllenhaal. He came close to punching out some paparazzi over the weekend because they're tired of being chased around by all these big jerks. Apparently they chased them away, or somehow or other somebody called the police. Yeah, these people have a right to expect their privacy, don't they? Certainly, yeah. It would seem.
Jamie, I mean, to a little degree.
Yeah. Steve Buscemi's birthday.
Oh, we love him.
Is he the one who's in that horrible HBO show that's so violent?
Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah. That's him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he's also, he was in our Chucker clip of the day with our movie quiz.
Because today's his birthday. Really.
He either plays these wild, violent roles.
Yeah.
Or like in The Sopranos or Boardwalk Empire or...
But he was that movie today was The Wedding Singer.
And
that,
then he's with Adam Sandler playing totally goofy roles.
Right. He was in Pulp Fiction, Desperado, The Big Lebowski, Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
He also played Mr. Pink in Reservoir Dogs, was it?
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he does a lot of cartoon voices.
He does. Mm-hmm. So he's a talented...
How do you guys remember that?
Because we're just plain smart, Maria.
I love Buscemi.
We are very smart. You haven't realized yet how smart the people are.
Yeah, I have, but
this program.
I just don't get it. Like
Doug's
remembering
reading it
all
off
that
of a
stuff.
Script, Maria. He's not remembering anything.
I'm
showing
you
his fact sheet.
Brilliant, I am. 28 after on Good Day.
Last time Nora Ephron wrote a book, she just hated her neck. Now she's not as self-indulgent.
She says she belongs to the Church of Get Over Yourself.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. What is Nora Ephron, who wrote and directed the movie You've Got Mail, writing about now?
Her new book is called I Remember Nothing, and it's basically a collection of comedic essays.
And a list of old age symptoms, which includes this expression.
She says she often doesn't get the joke, although she pretends that she does.
AARP's book editor, Alan Fallow, likes this passage in particular.
I'd found myself in a mall in Las Vegas when I saw a very pleasant-looking woman coming toward me, smiling, her arms outstretched, and I thought, who is this woman?
It was Nora's sister meeting her for lunch. Nora Ephron's new book is I Remember Nothing and Other Reflections. She's 69. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Increase employee productivity and stop malware threats.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Web Filter is an integrated hardware and software solution that enforces internet usage policies by blocking access to websites and internet applications that are not business related. The Barracuda Web Filter is the easiest way to get your staff back to work
while preventing harmful malware from entering your network.
Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than...
On air, online, and... on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
I got a feeling that today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a
today, good day. Today, very good day. Today, very, very good day. You keep going with that, I suppose, right? 33 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. How may we make your day a better place? Hope you're watching along. Maria, do you ever go to the website, the Good Day Show website, and watch the video stream? Basically, it's just Richie and me at this moment in time.
Do you want my response or what Roberta would say?
No, I don't want Roberta. Why would I care about what
we do not want what Roberta would
we
say.
Don't want, no, we don't want what Roberta would say.
No, yes, I do.
Okay.
I do. Right. I go there actually every day.
See, Doug and I in our matching black shirts today.
There we are.
I am a stalker.
It is fun to watch, you guys. It's
very
kind of
cool.
Weird, creepy, voyeurish.
One of the things that is, speaking about creepy, getting really strange, the FBI is involved in this Barbie video girl thing. Have you heard this story?
Yes.
For those of you who have heard the story, I always like when somebody else tells the story. I'm concerned about this for maybe not the same reasons you'd be concerned about it, Maria, but why don't you tell the story of the FBI and Barbie dolls. You tell the story from your perspective.
Are you talking about the new Barbie doll that's a video camera
yes.
and kids
yes.
are using it against each other?
Yes. Well, they're also apparently it's being used to stalk child pornographers. Or people who have strange sexual habits. These videos, or the video cameras, are in. What is it? Is it their eyes? Where is it placed in the doll?
I think it's their eyes.
Is it the eye?
That's weird.
Yeah. Well, it's
creepy.
Has a video camera? No, it's in her necklace. Here, I just found one.
Oh,
I saw
okay,
a story
sorry.
Of somebody getting it at the Downers Grove Toys R Us store. That's near you, Richie, isn't it? Downers Grove. Isn't that around there somewhere?
No, that's not near
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
Huh.
Oh.
Is that where Debbie Downer lives?
Yeah. All right, so anyway, tell the story, Maria, will you?
No, I think you know more of the details. I just heard a warning against them.
Well, what really is going on here? Parents seem to be concerned about the we've always kind of had this, and it seems to come up every Christmas because Barbie's very popular Christmas time. Barbie dolls have been around, 40, 50 years or more? How long have Barbie dolls?
At least 50.
Yeah, since the 50s, I think.
Yeah, okay. So Barbie is built out at the top, and she's got a thin waist, and she's supposed to be, you know, I suppose, whatever a young girl wants to look like. At least that's the image here. And so what has the latest FBI drill where you watch this, Richard?
I just found the story, yeah.
Okay, all right. So there are apparently cameras that are on. People are leaving the cameras on, the video camera, as people are picking the dolls up and looking at them. And then they bring the dolls home. And apparently there's a way to track. Some weirdo has found ways of tracking the videos. And so here's this mother who buys a doll for a six-year-old daughter. They buy it, and they, you know, they want to put it away. And so the FBI releases a cyber alert reminding law enforcement agencies that this kind of a doll can contain evidence in child porno cases. So here's the follow-up statement that came out Friday afternoon saying the FBI has not seen any incident involving inappropriate use. They just want parents and stores to know that somebody could buy this video Barbie and have ulterior motives. Now, who would ever have thought of that other than some weirdo who works at the FBI? Why would you think, you know, off the top of your head that way? It would never have come into my mind, never, ever.
Well, I'm sure somebody at the FBI didn't just dream it up. They probably found someone who was doing
it. Be sure not to overlook this during any searches.
Overlook what?
The doll, because it may have evidence. So if apparently
evidence.
If they're busting a child porn ring leader or whatever, mm-hmm. and there's one of these dolls laying around, make sure you pick it up, because I guess they're thinking they may have given it to a little kid and then gotten it back. And
right, here, kid, you want this doll.
Yeah, here, right. Take this doll and then give it back to me next week. And then see what good video for them ends up on it, I guess.
But how That's sick gross. Is that? And the whole thing is sick.
But Jennifer's right. Well, the FBI wouldn't have put this out. I mean, it's not like they're just sitting around thinking, oh, look at this product on the market.
See, I think that that's what they are doing.
I think something popped up where they were like, look at this. Okay, we better let people know.
And even if a weirdo at the FBI thought it up, I'm sure weird pedophiles all over the country would be able to think
government,
it up.
Government only reacts.
It doesn't act.
They are not proactive. They are reactive.
Yeah, right.
So you're giving them way too much credit.
Well, I don't know. Mattel says they're not going to remove the Barbie video dolls from the shelves, but there are people who are debating this video Barbie. Let me go one step further. What does happen? The video's in there. Is there a chip or a program
it's probably
got a that
USB
goes?
USB connection where you most of these toys that have video cameras in them. Like Sean is once a spy car.
But what?
And you
what
hook
do you
it up
what,
to your.
What do you?
He drives the car around the house or around.
No,
the yard.
I'm talking about the Barbie doll.
Yeah.
So there's a camera in it. What are you doing?
And then you offload
hidden,
the video.
People know the cameras are there. They're
offload the video
of
what?
Onto your computer, and you can watch the video. Of whatever.
Video of what?
Of whatever.
Because the kids like to, I mean,
maybe
my daughter,
why would you just go get a video camera and give it to
them?
Maybe
the
they're
time,
pretending
and
that Barbie's having a beach party with a couple of her friends, and then they want to watch a video of the beach party that they just pretended that they had.
But it's not. It doesn't come with anything on it. It's blank.
Right.
And you hit a button and you tape, record, whatever it is that you want to
Correct.
Using this device.
Oh, look, Barbie. Hi, look, there's Ken.
Right.
Hi, Ken. So the FBI, in its perversion, thinks that people, that perverted guys are going to take this doll and do something lewd with it and tape themselves so they can see it back again. Is that
no,
it?
No, they think that they're going
to
give the doll to
kid.
Little kids, have the kids
watching.
Tape something, and then get the doll back and use that video.
My God, whose mind works this way?
Pervs.
Yeah.
Kitty porn pervs.
Okay.
You're so naive. You really are.
That's good, though. Doesn't it make
it
you
is.
Better?
I mean, it's
I know,
really
it's
the
refreshing.
Hell is the matter with people?
I think it's refreshing.
Yeah.
What is the matter with people? That I mean, I...
It's just sad as parents, or, I mean, you guys have kids. I would like to have them someday. Oh, it's scary to think about all the dangerous stuff that's out there.
Yeah, but you know what? It's
no different. Any opportunity.
Yeah.
We were talking earlier about artificially inseminating a cow. But as far as my...
That was a nice conversation.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that.
Where do you get gloves that size?
You buy them at the farmer's supply store. Where is the disconnect here?
Let's not go there.
Where's the disconnect here with me? And
you know
how
the disconnect?
Stuff,
I'll tell you the disconnect. Having a brother who is a cop, the disconnect is that you don't see what happens out there day to day that these guys see, where they would think of this because of the things that they see. You read it in the newspaper.
But how does even somebody who thinks of it to do something perverted think about it?
Because they're deviants. I mean, people that are child molesters have deviant brains, and so they use the new technologies that are out. You know, they used to be able to lure kids with candy. Now they're giving them video dolls. You know, it's sign of the times.
I'm so thankful that that isn't part of my reality. And speaking of that, I want to the attitude of gratitude. There are people who are sort of quasi-ministers. Every once in a while when we're having our meetings in Heidelberg, some of the people who are on the board will get up and say a prayer and stuff. And I've been taken back of late with some of the things. So I haven't been to church for a long time. I don't go to church. And so I'm not sure I'm familiar with the new lingo. And when I hear somebody stand up and say, "Let us be in an attitude of gratitude," I think, what does that mean? I mean, I know what it means, but why do you have to say it? Why does everybody who does that have to?
Because churches now
Let's give thanks. Why did you say that? Let's be in an attitude of gratitude.
Because it rhymes.
Because they all have the flashing signs out in front of their church as you drive by their church at 40 miles an hour.
Yeah, they need a tagline.
They need a catchy tagline that's more creative than the church you just passed 2 miles down the road.
Yeah, but everybody speaks in 140 characters on Twitter, so that's just the way it is today.
Plus, free donuts was already taken by the church.
Okay.
Why don't you go to church?
How about meet Jesus here? How's that for a catchy line?
Yep.
Come meet Jesus Sunday at 10:30.
What's book wrong signing.
With that? Right. Okay.
Doug, did you disregard my question? I just asked you, why don't you go to church?
I didn't hear you, sweetheart, say that. What did you say? Why don't I?
Why don't you go to church? Do you have a good reason for that?
Here's the other reason.
He doesn't believe in churches.
I don't, because I don't believe in organized commercial industrial religion. I'll tell you the story in a minute. Hold on. 17 before the hour and good day.
And now for the bonus round. If one is triangle and two is square, what is three?
I want to say deviled ham.
Correct.
Yes.
If beauty's in the eye of the beholder, where is brains?
On the phone with the plumber.
Correct. What does Netflix now deliver instantly through Wii?
Ooh, unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Wow. Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console. All for only $8 a month.
See terms of use.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Suppose you needed $500 tomorrow to pay off an unexpected bill. Do you have it? In this economy, a lot of people have already tapped out their savings. Hi, I'm Montel Williams from Money Mutual, your trusted source to over 60 lenders that can get you up to $1,000 in your checking account by tomorrow. Have you tapped out your savings? Are you facing an unexpected car repair bill, a medical emergency, or you just need cash until payday? Well, you may not have that money today, but you can in about 24 hours. Go to MontelMoneyMutual.com and get up to $1,000 in your checking account by tomorrow. It's quick and it's easy. Just be 18 or older and have a regular income of at least $800 a month. So forget about the overdraft charges, bounce checks, and late fees. For short-term cash when you need it fast, go to MontelMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH. Once again, that's MontelMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH. That's 1-800-532-CASH.
Like to try a new Luden's Wild Honey Throat Drop?
Wow, this Luden's Wild Honey is delicious. Oh, I can almost see the bees now buzzing through the fields, going from flower to flower, collecting the sweet nectar, then flying back to the hive, filling it with their pure, luscious honey.
Yeah, most people just say they're good.
New Luden's Wild Honey, a luscious new way to soothe everyday throat irritation. Luden's, it still works wonders.
All right, it's 13 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Maria Bailey and Doug and Richie and Jennifer and Clay. The question was, why do I, what, we rephrase the question, would you, Maria? Why is it that I don't?
Why do you not go to church?
Because I think that, for me anyway, I find the time that I would spend in church better in terms of what I would get out of it. Communing with nature on my tractor on Sunday morning or any other morning. I believe God is nature. I believe God is the animals that are on the farm. I believe that God doesn't exist necessarily in a room. And I find that much of what comes from those who are supposedly closer to God than I am is malarkey. I don't think there's anybody, just because of your chosen profession in life, you're not closer to the creator than me. I have spent a lot of my time working toward the good deeds that were done in the church. I was very involved in the church as a kid growing up and loved the time I spent in church. I loved the being in the junior choir and the senior choir and the adult choir. But I found through a series of four or five really bad ministers that there wasn't much to all the trappings. It was kind of a ruse. I just find that I didn't do anything. When some people get something out of it, great. If you get something good out of whatever your experience may be, like I've just described what I do on Sunday morning working on the farm, if that makes you a better person, then that's great. I don't know that I need to worship per se. I think that I worship at the altar of help. I think that we do good deeds and, you know, hopefully something good will come out of it. If it isn't coming directly to us, it is for some other person. I think that that's what the church was. Well, the basic foundation of the church with the good people running it, that's its foundation. I remember singing as a kid, the church's one foundation is Jesus Christ our King. And what a great song that is. And then thinking back, learning as I became more of an adult, that Jesus didn't know from nothing about the church. He didn't form any churches. The churches were formed after he died. He was a Jew, and he was a good Jew. He was a good human being. He wasn't a good human being because he was a Jew. He wasn't a good human being because he didn't have churches. He didn't go to any place on Saturday or Sunday morning. He just went out and helped people.
Okay, so can I totally respect what you're saying.
Yeah.
However, I do believe there's a certain percentage of people in the United States or anywhere that say they don't go to church. Mm-hmm. And they use that exact, you know, I don't believe in formalized religion.
I don't.
And they just use it as a cop out. Okay,
that
but I don't
true.
I don't believe yeah. that with you. However, I just have a question that I always wanted to ask someone who doesn't go to church.
You have 60 seconds.
Like if something's bad happening, do you pray?
Do I? Yes. I don't call it praying. I'm a great believer in the power of prayer, in collective wisdom, if you will, collective thought, as it may be called, and bringing people together with a single thought, and many people having that single thought, extraordinarily powerful. If that helps, 51 after on Good Day.
Losing my religion, trying to keep up with you, and I don't know if I can do it.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
Winter is still over a week away, but millions across the country have already had enough. Good morning, I'm David Weiss with News That Matters. Winter begins the night of December 21st, but throw that calendar out the window if you dare open the window. This is the sound of an actual blizzard, the likes of which struck chunks of Illinois, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Missouri, Michigan, and both Dakotas over the weekend. Wind chills last night ranged from 20 to 30 below in the upper Midwest. The effects of this nightmarish weather, among other things, about 2,000 flights were canceled at both of Chicago's major airports, which, of course, has had a ripple effect across the country. And if it wasn't snow, it was ice and freezing weather elsewhere as far south as Atlanta, even parts of Florida are shivering. In and around the New York City area, it was a windswept rainstorm that created a flooded mess. In the Pacific Northwest, Amtrak service between Portland, Oregon and Seattle, Washington remained shut down due to mudslides triggered by heavy rains in that region. And back to Minnesota, Minneapolis to be exact. The Metrodome was where the Vikings and New York Giants were supposed to play yesterday, but something happened to the Metrodome because of all that snow and wind.
Several panels of the Teflon roof were caused to rip, and that's causing a deflation in the dome.
That's Metropolitan Sports Facilities Chairman Roy Terwilliger, who said the damage to the Metrodome roof was extensive enough to prevent the Giants and Vikings from playing there yesterday, or even today for that matter. So a new venue is needed, and the NFL announced it will be Ford Field in Detroit, the domed home of the Lions. Here's Detroit Lions President Tom Leland.
It's free. Obviously, that was something that was important to us.
Yes, you heard right. No admission. It's free. By the way, Vikings quarterback Brett Favre may not play tonight because of that injured shoulder, which would snap his long consecutive game streak. That's worth the price of admission right there. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Over the weekend, the eastern resorts, it ended up turning into rain, but we can bounce back from that with colder temperatures and good grooming efforts coming up. In the west, a touch of fresh snow and a handful of spots. Starting off at Sun Valley, Idaho, riding on 72 runs. They've picked up a recent fresh bout of new snow from over the weekend. 95% of the mountain open. Squaw Valley, USA in California, riding on a foot of fresh snow in the last several days. 3,000 acres open at Squaw. Mammoth, also in California, 150 trails open. Towson, New Mexico, up to 9 runs from 5 lists. Deer Valley picked up about 8 inches of snow over the weekend. They have 74 runs open. In the Midwest, where Devil's Head, Wisconsin, continues down 20 trails and 5 lists. We all know they picked up new snow over the weekend. Now to the eastern resorts. We're Wachusett in Massachusetts with about a dozen runs heading into the nighttime. Smuggler's Notch in northern Vermont with 2 dozen trails, including their Sterling Mountain. Stratton in southern Vermont continues down 49 runs from 8 different lifts. More details are at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
It's a new week on Wall Street with investors hoping the Santa Claus rally isn't done yet. That rally typically sends stocks soaring during December, but may have peaked a bit early. Last Friday, stocks closed in positive territory. The Dow up 40 to 11,410. S&P and NASDAQ up as well. Top White House aide David Axelrod says he's confident the tax cut deal President Obama struck with Republicans will pass Congress with only a few tweaks at most, he says. All Bush-era tax cuts would be extended for 2 years, including those for the wealthiest Americans. The Senate to take a key test vote on the tax deal today. Business at the box office over the weekend.
This place just gets weirder and weirder.
It's weird, all right.
You have returned for a reason. Your adventure begins now.
The third movie in the Narnia franchise opened at number 1. The Chronicles of Narnia, The Voyage of the Dawn Treader brought in $24.5 million over the weekend. And finally, names in the news, and we return to politics. Mike Bloomberg, the billionaire mayor of New York City. He had plenty to say on NBC's Meet the Press yesterday, telling President Obama's Democratic base to suck it up and accept the tax compromise the president struck with Republicans last week. The mayor also answered a question he's asked a lot, whether he'll make a run for the White House in 2012. Once again, he said no.
I've got a great job. I want to go out being having a reputation as a very good, maybe the greatest mayor ever.
Greatest mayor ever. Well, we take you back about a month when there were reports that Mayor Bloomberg told fellow billionaire Rupert Murdoch that President Obama was arrogant. The mayor was asked about this conversation.
I don't remember the conversation that way.
That's not exactly a denial, but then he was asked again, straight out. Do you think President Obama is arrogant?
I do not think he's arrogant.
There you go. And you can take that to the bank from New York City's greatest mayor ever. Glad we got this arrogance thing straightened out. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Like to try a new Luden's Wild Honey Throat Drop?
Wow, this Luden's Wild Honey is delicious. Oh, I can almost see the bees now buzzing through the fields. Going from flower to flower, collecting the sweet nectar. Then flying back to the hive, filling it with their pure, luscious honey.
Yeah, most people just say they're good.
New Luden's Wild Honey, a luscious new way to soothe everyday throat irritation. Luden's, it still works wonders.
What's the coolest video on the web today?
See it today and every day
at DougStephan.com.